So many times through the years of doing this sports thing, I'll find myself wanting to yell out loud in a press box, "What the heck are you doing?" or something more explicit. Today I was not in New Orleans, thank goodness. It's 10-6. The Cardinals have the ball on their 30. This really isn't that hard. It's the third quarter. They're trailing by 4 against Drew Brees. You're in this game. Punt the football if you're Cliff Kingsbury. Instead, he runs them off a cliff. They go for it. They get stuffed. Drew Brees turns right back around. Short touchdown on a short field. And what do you know? The Cardinals end up from there getting boat raced 31-9. I don't know why these things happen. The Cardinals won 59 straight games where they would have a sack. Their defense today did not get to Drew Brees once. The Cardinals offensively today only had 49 plays. The Saints had 72. I don't care what division of football you're in. When you have that many more plays given up to the opponent, you are going to lose. In total offense, just 237 yards. The Cardinals defense gave up 510. And yet, I thought they did a pretty good job in a tough environment. Drew Brees, future Hall of Famer. They have a lot of weapons there. The Cardinals on the other side of the street. David Johnson didn't play. Chase Edmonds had to leave with a hamstring injury. He wanted to get back in the game. He couldn't. The Saints took away Larry Fitzgerald, or it was just a matter of Kyler Murray looking more in the direction of other receivers, specifically Christian Kirk. Nothing wrong with that. It's just when you have someone of Larry Fitzgerald's status, you've got to be able to find him. Tough play in the end zone, 1 foot in, 1 foot out by Fitz. That was a good call by the officials. There were some other calls again today where I watch football and it's what exactly am I seeing here, because these are plays that should either be challenged or turned over. The thing about it is they've got to forget about this game. And I know that we're going to sit here and do overreaction Monday and Monday morning quarterback and everything for the next 24 hours. And I think rightly so when it comes to the Kingsbury decision to go for it on the 4th and 1 at the 30. That's just a bad decision. There's no other way to put it. Even if they make it, it's a bad decision. That's one you just look at and say there's no reason when you're in that spot. However, got to forget about it, because 4 days from now, the 49ers are in the valley. Yeah, the NFL in their infinite wisdom thinks it's really smart when they preach player safety to turn players around after going through car crashes on Sunday and have them play 4 days later. I hate it. And usually Thursday night football is not the best brand of football because the players' bodies haven't recovered and it's just hard to get through it mentally. You want to do Thursday night football? Side rant here. You want to do Thursday night football? Have them do it as their first game off the bye, okay? And just have everybody do that. Figure a way out where you're not doing this. Now, the fact that it's the 49ers and it's this week, that's why it was smart to get Kyler Murray out of the game. I thought there were a couple times where Kyler looked like he was gimping around a little bit. I don't know if David Johnson's going to be ready to go. I don't know if Chase Edmonds is going to be ready to go, but clearly that had to have played a factor in the Edmonds rather to return him to the game or not. The final score is one thing. I think that anybody who's watched this team, and I know Rich Gannon has got to do his job as an announcer when he's talking about the biggest difference in today's game is the Saints did this. The biggest game in this game is the Cardinals didn't do that. Well, let me fill you in on something. New Orleans is not the Giants. New Orleans is not the Falcons, and New Orleans is not the Bengals. So the biggest difference is it's New Orleans. It's nothing else other than it's New Orleans and the other teams that the Cardinals ran through, they're not even close. That said, they played with them. Bonehead decision by a coach, and I think they're right there in this game. Even as beat up as they were, they're not as good as New Orleans. You could see that. But they're making progress. This isn't the embarrassment that we saw last year. This isn't the start again, stop again that we saw early in the season. Like, if there's one thing for sure that I've learned in watching Cliff Kingsbury now, we're at the halfway mark of the season. The Cardinals are 3-4-1 after losing today to the Saints by a score of 31-9. What we've learned is the unpredictable is predictable when it comes to Cliff Kingsbury. He is just going to do things that are not the way that we're used to seeing. And some of that I'm fine with. Some of it is razzle-dazzle. I kind of liked how they came out to start this game. You're on the road. Let's mix things up a little bit. You've got this explosive quarterback. Do some things with him. Injuries took a little bit of a toll. They couldn't get to Drew Brees. But at the bonehead decision by the coach, 10-6, third quarter on their own 30 to go for it, that was it. Because honestly, there's usually about 5 plays that decide the outcome of a game. You can look at 5 plays and say, momentum turned here, things turned there. That was the one today in the third quarter where Cliff Kingsbury decided to make a bonehead call. That's that. Turn the page. Look towards San Francisco. Thursday is an enormous game. It's within the division. The team is better than it's been in a long time, in my opinion. Have a great day.